You are listening to the Victory Podcast. We hope this message will find favor in your life. For more updates about Victory, log on to victory.org.ph and bookmark our website in your browser. Now, here's your message.
Last week, we had a powerful time with our couples retreat. And there were, how many people attended? 63 couples, if I'm not mistaken, were there at Heaven. No, Kimberly, Hotel Kimberly. All right, we had a great time in Tagaytay. All right, nagtingin nagtatawa na, tama na, tapos na yan. Okay, we had a great time with our couples retreat. And we had our speaker there for the very first time. We invited one of the finest speakers in terms of couples with their relationships with God. We asked Pastor Bernard and Ivy Marquez to speak to us and bless us with their message. Okay, what happened was during their talk with us, you know, he said that, imagine, sabi ni Pastor Bernard, on our way to this retreat, do you realize that we end up, me and my wife end up fighting? We're going to teach Victory Metro East couples and have this couples retreat. And imagine on our way here before the couples retreat, we were fighting. Wow, what a good way to start a couples retreat. All right, last Sunday, okay, right after I preach, there was a party. One of our family members here, we joined the party. And then on our way home, me and my wife started not an argument, but a big fight. All right? It's not an argument, but we had a fight. Think about that picture. It doesn't look that way. A week ago, it was different. Okay? You'll never see faces. You'll see fists. You'll see knives. You'll see forks. All right? So, anyway, we had a fight. And so, Thursday, I had the privilege of meeting with my pastors. We had a discipleship meeting with my pastors. And after that meeting, I said, guys, guess what? Me and my wife started fighting last Sunday. And then there was a pause. One pastor says, huh? Nag-aaway kayo? Eh, kami rin nag-aaway. And the other one says, kami rin nag-aaway. Tapos sabi ng isa, eh, buti pa nga kayo, misis ko, hindi ako pinapansin hanggang ngayon eh. All right. Think about that. Wow! Pastors who called for a couples retreat, after that couples retreat, starts having their own fight. What a couples retreat. You know, hearing that, I begin to realize there's an enemy out there who started not to like what we're doing here. I don't think it's a bunch of issue between a husband and wives. But there's an enemy out there whom John chapter 10 verse 10, the Bible says, Satan, the enemy, the devil, came to steal, kill, and to destroy. In fact, most of you are here today thinking that we're supposed to be Christian. Why is it that things are not happening the way a Christian should be doing? Well, guess what? I just want you to know, welcome to the club. Welcome to the world of Christianity, because Christianity is not a matter where if you are in a church, you are so blessed enough that you have peace and prosperity. No. You must be mistaken. If you're coming here and if you're serious about walking with Jesus, I want to promise you something. There will be troubles. There will be oppositions. There will be fights here and there. And for the record, I want to say this. Husband and wives, families, brothers and sisters, if you're having fights, please hear me now. You're normal and you're okay. If you come to us and you're saying, Pastor, I'm having fights with this and that, guess what? Hallelujah. Welcome to the club. We're not a bunch of people, ah, nag-aaway kayo. You know what? It's very unchristian. You're not worthy. You're not worthy to come. You're not welcome. No. If you're having fights, my dear friends, you're normal people. The moment you do things that is righteous, the moment you started to change and follow the ways of God, I just want to promise you something. There will be oppositions. In other words, the moment you do something right, the enemy is going to give you a fight. The moment that you do something that is right, the enemy is out there to give you a fight. In other words, every time you do God's will and God's purpose, the enemy is out there to stop you, to prevent you from fulfilling the promise, the purpose, and the call of God in your lives, because he wants you to fail, in fact. He doesn't want you here today. Some of you here, you have a notion about me. Kita mo naman, pastor ba yan? Ang yabang, oh. Kita mo naman, nagkapos-kapos retreat pa, eh nag-aaway sila mag-asawa, paano mo susundin yan? And you know what? If you have that kind of mindset, I love you. No problem with me. We're just normal people. But I believe the Lord wants us to respond properly when we begin to face problems, troubles, oppositions. Nehemiah started to rebuild the wall, and he started asking people to participate and be part of the great plan of God. What happened was, according to the word of God, Sanballat and Tobias started ridiculing him. They started to mock him. They started to insult them. Ha ha ha, Jews, wala namin ginagawa nyo eh. And the worst part is they're threatening them. Have you ever been to a situation when you started reading your Bibles, people started to laugh at you? Pabasa-basa ka pa ng Bible, eh yung marriage mo, tingnan mo nga. Pabasa-basa ka pa ng Bible, attend ka pa ng victory group, attend ka pa ng victory, eh tingnan mo nga yung buhay mo. Have you ever heard about that? People make comments like that? Folks, listen. We're normal people. If you're being persecuted, thank God. Because the Bible says, if you're living a godly life, you will be persecuted. And that's fine. Now, here's the point. There are some external threats. People who doesn't like us. People who started questioning us. People that the enemy will use in order for you to be stopped doing what you're doing. But it doesn't end up there. There are external threats, but there are also internal threats. Take a look in verse 10. It says there, meanwhile, the people in Judah said, the strength of the laborers is giving out, and there is so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall. Also, our enemy said, they refer to the enemies, Kalaban, before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them, and we'll kill them and put an end to our work. Then the Jews who lived near them came and told us, 10 times over, wherever you turn, they will attack us. Para sinasabi nila, alam mo, may makaaway tayo eh. At the end of this, wala rin. Hindi rin matatapos yung work. Mamamatay rin tayo. They will attack us. And guess what? There will be oppositions externally, but there will be oppositions internally. People who are inside of your team, people who are part of our family, people whom we love and respect, people who's part of us, there will be people who start to mention things. Actually, tama naman eh. But sometimes the way they express themselves, it comes very discouraging. Sometimes the way they say it, there's a big doubt, lies. Are we going to change really? Are we going to do this really? And I want us to open our minds. The enemy will use people in authority. People whom we called friends. People whom we called part of our families that is so close to us. That what happened was, these people of Judah started to exhaust themselves. They were discouraged, fearful, panic. It sounds like to me, those 10 spies, remember when Moses asked the 12 spies to check out the scout the land? They came back. The 10 says, pare, labo, hindi natin kaya ito. Lalaki nito, papatayin tayo nito, dedo tayo lahat. Eh sabi nung dalawa, Caleb and Joshua, so what? It doesn't matter. There might be big, but we're not going to deal with their bigness, their ability. We're going to look unto our God who's going to deliver us. And sometimes the difference is the attitude. Sometimes the difference is our perspective. And so here's the point. If we face oppositions, 3 things that would happen. Number 1, we tend to react. Everybody say react. They would what? Deal with it according to their emotions. All right, okay? They would start to panic, back out. doing things without having second thoughts. Nagpapanik. They're going to be in a fearful stage. Instead of trusting God, believing, they began to give in to their own emotions based on the problem and the situations. And the thing is, if people started to react, there will be a corporate reaction. Everybody say reaction. E nag-react ka na, lalo na iba, started complaining, grumbling, hello, comparing, self-pity. Oh nga, ganito lang tayo. Hindi katulad ng iba dyan. E ba't ka pa magbibigay ng tithes and offering mo? Alam naman ni Lord, naghihirap tayo. Hello? But guess what? Nehemiah responded with careful thought and words. It resulted to a strategic action. Everybody say strategic action. Let's check out what did he do and how they responded. Number one, they prayed. They prayed. Verse 9, but we prayed to our God, verse 9, and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat. Meanwhile, the people in Judah said, the strength of the laborers is given out, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? They started praying in the midst of an opposition. Why do we need to pray? We need to pray because we know that God is faithful. We know that God is able. We know that man cannot change himself, but it's only God who will change us. Can you say amen to that? Prayer is our weapon to combat the enemy. In fact, it's not just during the time of war in the spirit that we started praying. But how often do you pray? Do you pray when you lie down? Do you pray when you get out of your house? Do you pray when things doesn't go the way you expect things to happen? Do you pray when you play? I prayed every time I play basketball. Every time I would run out there, I would pray because I know anytime there will be a threat, there might be an accident, I would pray. Do you pray when you get offended or when you offend someone? Do you pray when you are if you're discouraged? What do? Or do you begin to complain, accuse people, blame each other? Or you begin to pray and trust God? When you don't know what to do, do you pray? When you plan and it works or it may not work, do you still pray? You know, prayer is a weapon. And every time we pray, I want to tell you something. God hears our prayer. For many years, the body of Christ has been prayerful. Christians started to pray for our president. People started to pray, Lord, give us righteous leader. If not, at least what they do is righteous. And here's what happens when nations, people like you and me, started to pray. They want to see the evidence of our prayer life. Well, let's check it out. Let's watch this video.
Throughout the Asia-Pacific region, most businesses are quite optimistic going forward. It's
now,
a very good reading.
When you break down this survey, it gets quite interesting. The Philippines was the most positive country with an index reading of 100. Is business booming there?
Absolutely. I think that there is something happening in the Philippines. It has been quite positive for the past few observations. And I think that if you look at the data, there is a good reason to think that this is not just some crazy optimism. Indeed, the Philippines has been growing at about 5%. We expect it to grow again 5% this year. The first quarter was amazing. Inflation seems to be under control. The peso is appreciating. The stock market has been going up, so we have about 13% return year to date. So I think that this optimism is backed by solid economic data, at least so far. And we might be up for a very positive surprise in the near future.
My friends, people, the world started to recognize the Philippines. A few years ago, it wasn't like this. He said, it's not a crazy optimism. There's such confidence that people, the world, started to look at the Philippines, hello, which is completely different years ago. You know, growing up, I heard this many times, and it breaks my heart. You know, growing up, the world would say Philippines is the sick man of Asia. Well, here's the good news. The image of the Philippines is improving a lot. It's not the sick man of Asia anymore. For there's less corruption happening up around us, according to Renato D. Guzman, CEO of ADB. In fact, Philippines is up in economic freedom in its ranking. Alam niyo ba na according to Economic Freedom Score, EFS, the Philippines rose 8 notches from 115th, it became 107th, where EFS highlights 10 economic freedoms such as property rights, freedom rights, corruption, fiscal, government, spending, business freedom, monetary freedom, trade freedom, investment freedom, financial freedom. And because of this, think about this, the country ranked 19th out of 41 countries in Asia-Pacific region, surpassing other emerging economies like Indonesia, India, China, and Vietnam. Our image, pogi. Dati hindi po tayo ganito, mga kapatid. Even United Nations approves Philippine territorial claim of the Benham Rice. I don't know if you are aware of this, but United Nations has approved the Philippines' territorial claim to Benham Rice, an undersea landmass in the Pacific Ocean potentially rich in mineral and natural gas deposits. According to Mr. Pahit, it says, we own Benham Rice now. This is the future of the Philippines. 13 million hectare area of the coast of Aurora Province has been shown to have rich mineral deposits. If you look at the map of the Philippines, it's on the right side of it. Imagine 13 million hectares of undersea land. Hindi po sa West Philippine Sea, hindi pa pag-aari ng China to. Gusto ko lang sabihin. It's potentially rich, oil-rich region. DNR studies that in the past, the country can provide, we've been saying that the country can provide for its own energy. And think about this, 13 million hectares of additional territory of undersea mining means to say that it will be the Philippines' turn to be a natural gas exporter in the world. According to Reed Bank estimates, it is equivalent to 26 trillion worth of natural gas deposits. 26 po plus 12 zeros. You know how much debt national do we have? The Philippine debt is 4.7 trillion pesos. If we get this in 1 year, there will be no more deaths in the Philippines, my friends. Tapos po ang labanan. Hindi lang po ito, alright? Baka hindi nyo pa alam. Nakikinig ba kayo? Katabi mo ba, Filipino? Alright, okay. Okay, kung hindi naman, okay lang. Okay, I'll speak in English. Here's my point. Philippines, world's best country in business English. Wow. So our English is working, my friends. Okay. Teka muna, let me read. The Philippines was named the world's best country in business English proficiency, even beating the United States of America. According to a recent study by Globe English Corporation, if you're an American, I'm sorry. It was just a study made, so I don't know. You know, for 2012, the results showed that from 76 responded countries worldwide, only the Philippines attained the score above 7.0. A BI level would range a high proficiency that indicates an ability to take an active role in business discussions and perform relatively complex tasks. Wow. It overtook India as a hub for call centers. Over 400,000 Filipinos are now employed in call centers, roughly 50,000 more than in India. Mas mataas po tayo sa India, mga kapatid. Mas marami po. Okay, yung nasa call centers ngayon. Sino ba yung mga nasa call centers ngayon? Congratulations! Your English works! Grabe naman. Okay. Sino ba rito yung magka-call center? Pwede ba ako sa call center? Okay. Pwede naman kumata, be my lady. Pwede ba kantaan yan? Okay lang. Hindi lang po ito, world's top economies by 2050. Listen, the Global Research Department of HSBC has released a report predicting the rise and fall of the world's economies in the next 40 years. But among smaller developing nations, there are several surprises by HSBC, prognosticators. By 2050, ladies and gentlemen, the Philippines will leapfrog 27 places to become the world's 16th largest economy, as we can show in the list. All right, by 2050, the Philippines will be number 16, the world's economy. We are top 16, ladies and gentlemen. By 2050, all right, I'll be 80 years old. And I'll be alive, all right? Guys, listen, this is not about us anymore. It's about our children and our children's children. Yes. Folks, what we do today will create such an impact for the future. If you sow righteousness, no matter how many oppositions we face today, my friends, Jesus is with us and He will fulfill what He promised to us in our nation. Can you say amen? God is doing great and He's still not finished. There is an opposition that we all face. Nehemiah prayed in the midst of opposition. And I just want to encourage you today. You might be in the midst of an opposition right now. You don't stop praying. Never stop praying until you get the results. Can you say amen? Amen. God will prove Himself faithful. Not only that they pray, but they prepare to fight. Everybody say, prepare to fight. When he heard the news, Nehemiah stationed some of the peoples behind the lowest points, wall of the exposed places, in verse 13, posting them by families, their swords, spears, and bows. After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles and officials of the rest of the people, don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome. And fight for your brothers, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. When our enemies heard that we were aware of their plot, that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each to his own work. Folks, listen, when we start fighting, hindi porket Kristiyano tayo, hindi ho tayo lalaban. Kailangan tayo lumaban. You know what? I'm determined to raise up a godly home. And I'm teaching my kids how to fight. I told them, don't let anybody bully you. Mga anak ko, mana sa nanay, mabait. Sobrang bait. Kailangan ko tulungan eh. Kailangan ko turuan. Alright? And one of them, he goes to a non-Christian school. And that's fine. But I'm teaching them, son, you better make a stand. If it's not right, no matter what, you make a stand for Jesus. We got to fight. Are you here with me? On the other hand, we're talking about fighting. It's my own personal opinion. People still would keep their own handguns. You know, handguns? Yung barrel, pag pinutok mo, may dugo pa yung. Okay, mamatay siya bigla. Okay, people. And people would, all right? And people would say, in my 3 o'clock service, it's for protection. Okay, here's the question. Is your life being threatened? Why would you keep a gun? Is Jesus not enough to be your protector? What if your son sees that gun? And he'll say, my dad has a gun. I will bring a gun. And I'm saying this because we have a God who will protect us. We have a God who could, what does the Bible says? He frustrated the plans of the opposition. God will frustrate those who would plan in our own lives. If they have a plan to come against us, Jesus will save us. Are you here with me? But if your life is being threatened, please get all the cannons, the grenades, get a tank, get a missile, all right, to protect yourself. Really, do whatever you can. If your life is being threatened, but if it's not, let's trust the Lord. The Lord will frustrate the plans of the enemy. You know why? Because God is with us. Can you say amen? They did not just prepare to fight. But, number three, they persevered. Everybody say, they persevered. Verse 6, so we rebuild the wall till all it reached half its height. For the people worked with all of their hearts. Verse 19, then I said to the nobles of the people, work extensively and spread out, and we are widely separated from each other along the wall. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there. Our God will what?
Fight for us.
Folks, our God will fight for you. Don't you ever say, I've been accused with this. I've been insulted. There are people trying to plot my life, trying to plot my business. They're all come against me. The government has stolen this. People in authority started taking advantage of us. People have done injustices in our own families. Folks, listen. God never changed. He's a God who will fight for us. But we got to persevere. Everybody say persevere. God will be the one to fight for us no matter what. Folks, it's not time to give up. If there's a problem that you're facing, you praise God and thank God. It's an opportunity for you to pray. It's an opportunity for you to see the miracle of God working. If you are in debt, God has so much riches. Kung ito nga nakita natin, may Benham Rice pala ang Pilipinas. Ilang, grabe, ganun, ka-reach yung natural resources natin. Kaya we gotta fight, we gotta speak blessing over China. Hello? Let's not have a bitterness over China. Tinetake advantage tayo, binubuli tayo. And you know what? The Lord will touch their hearts because we've sent missionaries in that nation. Filipinos are there to preach the gospel to the Chinese who doesn't know Christ. God is doing something. Hindi po natin kalaban ng China. Mahal po natin yung mga Chinese people. And we got to pray for them. But we should persevere. I want to encourage you. What happened recently is something that we need to imitate. You want to see more of what perseverance is? Let's turn off the lights and see this video.
Norwood. Having a light moment with Wayne Arnold. Norwood maglalabas ng bola. LA ang tatanggap. Exactly how coach shot through it. Jeff Chan tumanggap. Jeff back to LA. Ngayon kailangan ng tumiskap. Tinitinyente. Doubt it. Will offer the pick. LA has 12 seconds to work with. Tenorio with an 18-footer.
Yes! Yes! Big shot.
We take another look at that beautiful, picture-perfect shot from Luis Alfred Tenorio. He has definitely taken over.
Ano kinalaman ng video doon sa pinag-usapan natin dito? May punto po ako, may punto. Sandali po, alright? Pakateka muna, pinaglalako tayo ng pastor na to. May punto po yun. What you don't know is this. L.A. Tenorio had a big blunder. He made a mistake. It was the last his shot. All right, around a few minutes. There was a gumball. He lost edge. All right, there was an opportunity for the U.S. to complete and finish. But all of a sudden, the ball was within our hands. They called a timeout. He made a big blunder. But yet, in the remaining few seconds, he did not give up. He pursued. He persevered and took that last shot that caused us to win the Jones Cup. It's just a game. But can happen in our own lifetime. A lot of people made a big blunder. Made a big, huge mistake. But where are they right now? They're still lying down in their own problems, self-pitying, doing nothing. They thought it's the end of their world. Folks, I believe in that video. May God speak to us. It's high time for you to stand up, rise up, shake off your problems and move ahead and persevere because God Himself will fight for all of us. Hindi pa ho tapos si Lord sa buhay natin. Hindi pa tapos ang labanan. Mag-uumpisa pa lang ho tayo. May next generation pa who are gonna continue this so-called Christianity. That we're gonna send missionaries. Those young people who graduated yesterday, thank God for those 40, 50 people like Rene Saraspe and the others. Sorry, Rene, for that. But you know what I'm excited about? His children. His children who sold out for Jesus. who's serving here. No, walang yabang. All they care was to serve God. And I want to speak to you today. Maybe you're carrying a burden. You're in the midst of opposition today. I just have a good news for you. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 2 to 14 says, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death, talking about Jesus become a man, by Jesus' death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. When Jesus was in the cross, he shouldn't be there on the cross. It should be us. And he was in the cross. He endured hardships. He persevered in the midst of suffering. He didn't deserve it, but he went through it with all of his heart anyway. And here's what he says when he was on that cross. It is finished. It is finished. Nag-uubisa pala yung problema mo, tinapos na ni Lord sa cross. Hindi pa dumadating yung malaking problema na harapin natin. Si Lord, tinapos na sa cross. Kaya nga mga kapatid eh, ako, ikaw, tayo. You and me, the whole world, Jesus brought to his own shoulders the burden that he took every problem, every sin right there on the cross to let us know it's cool to pray. Be prepared to fight. We persevered because he did it by himself. And the point is, right here, right now, he is with us. He is for you, and he will work through you. Why? Because Jesus has fought the battle for us. My friends, as we leave this place, remember this one point. You got to fight and persevere, for God fought and won the battle for us. Can we read it all together now at the count of three? One, two, three, go. Can you say this to the person next to you? One, two, three, go. Folks, God is doing such a work. But here's what he says. Tapos na. It is finished. Let's fight. Persevere. God already fought and won the battle for us. Can we just bow our heads right now and take this time before Jesus? Lord, thank you for the opportunity to let your word be preached. Thank you for the book of Nehemiah. Thank you for his attitude, his tenacity, the spirit of faith, the spirit to fight the good fight of faith and persevere no matter what. And maybe, Lord, at this time, we have brothers and sisters who's going on to this kind of battle. Sometimes, Lord, they're kind of losing, Lord, this battle. Well, I pray you're able to speak to them. I pray that they will not give up, but they will pray, that they will fight a good fight. They will persevere. Lord, no matter how big the problem, big their situation is, Lord, I thank you that you already did it for us right there on the cross. If you're here today, if you're going through tough times, you're going through this battle, and you begin to lose somehow, and somehow this affects your spiritual life, can I pray for you? I believe the Lord wants to minister to you this evening. Will you lift up your hands right now? I just want to pray for you. I believe there's specific people that the Lord wants to encourage you. The Lord is telling you, I'm fighting for you, my son. I'm fighting for you, my daughter. In fact, I've won the battle for you. Just lift up your hands if you're going through some tough times. I just want to pray for you. Thank you. Anyone else? Lift up your hands as high as you can. I believe the Lord and the Holy Spirit is right here to encourage you. Thank you, Lord. Panginoon, marami po salamat sa mga Lord God, aming mga kapatiran, Lord God, who's going through tough times, going through this battle. Lord, whatever it is, you know their situation. Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, that even right now, Lord, I pray that you will impart the spirit of faith, the spirit to persevere. Lord God, the heart to intercede, the heart to look unto you, magnifying you, Lord, not magnifying their problems, but they would look unto you, they will not panic. They will not be in fear, Lord. They will not look and settle the issue because they can do it by themselves. That's why we have you, Lord. That's why we have you. And you did it for us on the cross. Lord, I pray right now that you begin to minister to every one of these. You know their situation. You know the heart, the cry of their hearts, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, that you will meet every need. Lord, our prayer is not to take away the problem. Lord, let them go through the problem. Let them go through this opposition, that they would learn how to trust you, that they would learn how to fight and persevere, because you already fought for us and won the battle for us. Father, I pray for peace. I pray that you lift the burdens, the false burdens, and put a restoration work, a redemptive work, that truly, Lord God, you'll be glorified. You'll be honored. You'll be the one who will lift them to this situation. And Lord, just like the Philippines, Lord, whom we ever know that we have a Benham Rice there sitting along our side, that Lord, this will bring a tremendous blessing, not only to us, but even for the whole world. Lord, we pray continuously for the Philippines, that the next generation, Lord, will able to see your hand moving in our midst. And so, Lord, we say, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Lord, we thank you for every people's hands who lifted up. Be with them, Lord. Let your presence go with them and grant the desires of their hearts. Thank you, Lord Jesus.